The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Henry McKean is with me. To talk about these comments, where did he make them? In the Kieran. Telegraph, was it?
Yeah, he made them in Telegraph. The
Michael
Telegraph.
O'Leary, the Ryanair chief, what did he say?
Yeah, so he's basically saying passengers should be restricted to two drinks at airports.
Okay.
And he said this to that, what would you call it? Yeah, right-wing English newspaper. He said introducing alcohol limits at airports would help tackle a rise in antisocial behaviour on flights. And we did get to visit Dublin Airport this afternoon to try and see what the public, what passengers actually think. He also goes on and says, but we don't allow people to drink drive, yet we keep putting them up in aircrafts at 33,000 feet. And, you know, he has...
That's a false equivalent, isn't it?
Point.
Unless he's talking about, it's not the pilots though who are drinking, I hope. Now, you know, you're allowed to get drunk and be a passenger in a car.
But well,
none of the passengers are flying the plane.
True, but when you're in the sky, when you're high up in the sky.
No, I get that. Look, there's lots of arguments against people getting drunk and getting on a flight. I don't think that's one of them, comparing it to drink driving.
And he's also saying that some of these passengers have some recreational drugs in their system, and the two together and the flight, and even we're hearing delays are a problem too because people are waiting around, so they're drinking for longer. Anyway, we got to speak to passengers.
That's why there's no point limiting it to two drinks, is there? Because people like that will find something else to add to it. So the two drinks thing's just a waste of time, really.
And do you think it's tradition? I know here in Ireland people, even first thing in the morning at 6 a.m. like to go straight to Terminal 1 upstairs beside the Burger King, get a pint in.
Well, what's wrong with that? You know, I think the minority might be a problem, but we should be always thinking about the majority. And the majority are good people, they have good manners, things are fine. I think they get a little carried away.
The altitude, everything affects you, and then you could get really strange with the people around you. I wouldn't recommend that. I think two drinks on board, unless you're, you know, going to be on the plane for 11 hours, maybe have three drinks. But we had a glass of wine last night on our trip with WestJet, our Canadian airline, and you know, I wouldn't say unlimited. That doesn't make sense to me.
I think there should be no drink or alcohol in the airports before they go on the planes anyway, being honest.
You've been on planes where there's been perhaps a bit of antisocial behaviour?
Yeah, I have been, yeah. And it's disgraceful. It's very frightening for children and everything as well.
What sort of things?
Aggravated people roaring and shouting and, you know, drinking
and banging.
Banging and everything, yeah.
I think you should drink a lot more in the airport because you're going on holidays, so you should drink a lot more alcohol.
And where are you going on holidays?
I'm going to Turkey, Kusadasi.
Oh, you go to Kusadasi?
Kusadasi.
What a brilliant resort to visit. And you're going to have a few drinks at the airport. You're going to celebrate the family holiday.
That's it. I'm going to have a bit too much out at the airport.
So you get too drunk, but you know what? We're on holidays. We have to enjoy it. The truth.
You've got to enjoy it.
You have to enjoy yourselves. Only live once.
Some people get rowdy because of drink. And they're just melting off, like, you know what I mean?
So you're effing and blinding.
Exactly, effing and blowing or having a row with each other on the seat, but it makes you very uncomfortable. You're sitting there.
So the whole plane can feel it.
They're all tensions there, like, you know what I mean? They're all worried that it's going to kick off.
According to Michael O'Leary, they're not just on drink, but they perhaps could be on a recreational drug too.
That's the way it is now. You don't know what they're taking now because they're snorting and all that. You don't see any of that, so you wouldn't know what they're on, like, you know what I mean? When you take drink, everybody doesn't react the same way to drink, so some people can handle it. Some people like, you mean?
And you're up in the sky.
Exactly, and you've nowhere to go. If anything happens, there's only one way to get down, like, you know what I mean?
I think throughout the world, people sort of traditionally like to get to an airport and just stop and have a drink.
A limit is a good idea, especially for when people don't realise how much alcohol they're consuming. They're in a holiday mode before they start.
Henry, do you have a drink at the airport? Some people love it. Mm. It's one of their favourite things about going to the airport, having that pint.
I do
sometimes.
I'd like
to crack a dawn.
Like, I wouldn't drink at 4 or 5 a.m. I do sometimes. For example, at the beginning of the summer, I went over to the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium to see the Heineken Cup final, and it was a Friday night late flight, like very late.
Okay.
And the bars did close at 9, but the bars were packed, and it was like a big disco. There was no issue of anyone not getting on board, but I can understand you know, the worry in some airlines searching bags, and some people flying to certain countries buy their duty-free vodka and they open it at the airport.
So I don't get it. I don't really get the pints at the crack of dawn thing in the airport.
I agree.
And then people, do you know what they love doing as well? The only thing they love more than having a pint at the airport is putting a photograph up on Instagram of their pint in the airport. Jesus Christ. If I see another one of them, I mean, give it a rest. We've all seen it before.
You're going on holiday and you're celebrating.
I love a drink on a plane, though.
Do you?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Something exciting about it.
What would you order?
I'd have a glass of red wine. I like a glass of red wine on a plane. Yeah.
I would probably go for a can of Heineken.
A little plastic cup.
Would you?
Yeah, that's what you get. They don't give you a glass.
Well, they do
up the front of the plane where you're sitting, obviously, you know, but not where I am.
So you would have the glass of red wine.
Yeah, a little glass of Vino Tinto now, you know, and then not off for a few minutes.
I remember drinking champagne out of coffee cups on planes before. Coming back from, you know, when the work is finished, work events, when all the work is finished, I might have a glass of champagne.
The heady days of the Celtic Tiger. More champagne from my coffee mug. Listen, those cabin crew, you've been talking to them as well.
Yeah, cabin crew. Remember, the cabin crew, they have a tough time. They need to get you there safely. The whole point of cabin crew is not to serve you drinks, but to get you there safely and make sure you're in your seat. They're basically safety crew, really. Here is a cabin crew member. He's been doing the job for 30 years. Here he is. You think it would?
Absolutely, definitely. It would make such a big difference to airline crew on board.
And airline crew do their best. They work so, so hard. It's peak season. You know, what have you come across over the years?
Oh, I've come across all kinds of everything. Drunk and disorderly on board, attacking each other. Oh, there's so many stories I could write a book about.
Kissing, cuddling.
No, kissing, cuddling. More drink.
So if it was limited to just two drinks before you got on board, would that solve things? And, you know, staff have to make a judgment call. Is this person drunk? If not, I'm going to let them on. And if they've had too much, I'm not.
Yes, definitely. It would really help for our business.
Will it ever get to a stage where we'll ban drink on board?
That'll never happen. That'll never happen. Drink is part of the culture.
And it's a part of the celebration of going away on holiday.
Yeah. Absolutely. You come through the airport in the mornings at 4 a.m. and the bars are all full, especially the weekends.
So you just have to be patient.
Patient
with the passenger.
Patience to a certain extent.
And do you worry some of them might be on a recreational drug too?
Yeah, you just don't know. You really don't know what's... You just can't tell whether it's alcohol related or something more.
All right. That is the view of cabin crew. I'm all for this, two drink. I mean, I'm not some kind of abstemious stuck in the mud. By all means, have a couple of drinks, but a couple of drinks is enough, isn't it?
Well, I think
it's a pain in the backside when somebody flops into the seat beside you, absolutely.
And they're
rat,
running to the loo,
you know,
the
what?
Whole time.
Oh, God, yeah. I'm all for this. What about the DAA? What
and
do they think?
Banging away. So I did get to speak to the DAA, and Dublin Airport are saying they are on top of things. Here is Graeme McQueen from the DAA.
Yeah, look, we're lucky at Dublin Airport. We don't have that problem. It's not a massive problem here at Dublin Airport, so that's something that we want to see continue. That said, incidents do happen in isolation. I think we're very different here in Ireland to the UK airports, though. I think we do have a limit in our lounges, for example, of two drinks per person. That's a rule we have.
So if you do try and have four or five drinks, the barmaid or barman might say, no, that's enough.
Yeah, and look, I think all our staff are trained in that. If they see a passenger, like a bar, if you were in Dublin City Centre, if the passenger has had too much, if the clientele have had too much, they won't be served. So we don't really see it as a problem here at Dublin Airport, not as much certainly as the UK airports would see it. We've had a really good summer. We've had our busiest summer ever, 100,000 passengers through here every day.
I can see it. So, it's so busy here today.
Yeah, and look, and that's the way it's been all summer. So, but passengers here are really well behaved, and that's fantastic. I think what we would see, particularly in the winter months when you might have delayed flights, very long delays, airlines, have delays of up to sort of 6-8 hours in a day, particularly in stormy times, they might see increased drinking then because people are looking to pass the time. Our staff are on high alert in those situations to deal with it, though. So not a major problem here at Dublin Airport, but we are always on alert for these types of situations.
And I took a late Friday flight at the beginning of the summer. The bars closed at around 9-ish, so you try and, keep everything under control.
Yeah, once you get past 9 o'clock in Dublin Airport on a normal day, things turn to quieten down. A lot of the bars will close. We don't see passenger disruption here on any kind of scale. You do get pockets, you do get incidents from time to time. But for the most part, we've got really well-behaved passengers here. And, that's testament to the staff and also the environment that we've created here.
Okay, so that's Graeme McQueen from the DAA. I guess, though, the issue is less what happens in the airport and more on the flight.
Absolutely.
It can be intimidating when somebody kicks off on a flight. You've got nowhere to go. go. It's not like being in the airport.
You're stuck, and then the plane has to basically divert. And, you know, Michael Leary has a point. You know, he talks about these violent outbursts occurring weekly due to alcohol and other substances.
A lot of support, though, for O'Leary. Chris says, does this mean Ryanair is going to stop selling alcohol on their flights? Jevin says, how many overpriced drinks are allowed on Ryanair? That is the question.
Well, I
now,
think
the real question I have is whether that name is actually Kevin and they just typed J instead of K by mistake because they're beside each other on the keyboard. It's odd if O'Leary made this statement. I was on a flight to Lisbon and his crew were selling huge amounts of vodka and Sprite to a hen party, 3 vodkas at a time to each of the girls, and they were so drunk by the time we landed. He is the one selling passengers alcohol. Somebody else says it's obviously only non-Irish passengers that Michael O'Leary is talking about because everyone knows we Irish can hold our gargle unlike the Brits.
Yeah, it
never
is a problem
never miss an opportunity to do down the Brits. I can only get on a plane if I've had some vodka and Valium, says someone else. Then I'm very calm and I'm quiet on the plane. I'm not causing any harm to anyone. If they bring in a 2-drink rule, I'll be having some miniature bottles in the jacks beforehand. Will people play ball? That person won't play ball. What do you think, Henry?
Yeah, I mean, will people play ball?
How do they police it?
Well, this is it. I mean, what can we do? How do we say, you know what, Kieran there, he's had way too much to drink. We're not going to let him on.
You could have to scan your boarding pass buying a drink.
That could work. When you go to WH Smith's and you're just trying to buy, you know, a packet of M&Ms or something. That could definitely work. That could stop people. But it's going to be difficult. We all have to buy into it.
It looks like Michael O'Leary needs to get out a little bit more, enjoy his life a little bit better. With all the money, he should be doing better. If the passengers are not getting in the way of other people, let them off and have fun. They're already lowered inhibition to try and spend on the Ryanair flights, which are designed to try and get as much money out of you as possible. So, I'm sorry, Michael. You don't have a valid point there.
I wouldn't have been drinking my own now, but if I was with the lads, I'd like to drink with the lads.
So you'd like to have a drink with the lads?
Yeah, with the lads, if I'm going with the lads, I would.
And you're just coming in from Perth, Australia, long flight.
Long flight, yeah.
Did you have a few drinks before you got on board?
No, not my own. I'm driving back to Cork now, so...
So you have to be sober?
Yeah, back sober, yeah.
But with friends, you'd get
to
the bar
early? Yeah,
if
I was going to a match or on holidays with them, we'd have a drink then.
And recreational drugs, he's talking about some young people are using recreational drugs and drinking.
Yeah. It'll be a big thing right in Cork. It'll be a big thing all over the place, really.
Stag dudes chanting on the plane, it's not really... It's a bit annoying, but not really antisocial, I guess.
Do you like to have a drink at the airport?
I certainly wouldn't have one any more than one or two anyway.
You would stop on that?
I would definitely, yeah, because it's not a nice experience if somebody's getting on the plane drunk. You know, there's nothing nice about it. You go out, you dress yourself up to get on the plane, you're going on holiday, there's excitement in it. You want to get off the plane and enjoy what you see on the other side.
Do you see it? Do you see other people getting carried away?
Oh, you would, yeah, definitely. Young people more so than anything else. And I suppose they have to mature. It's like everything else. I suppose we were all there at one stage, do you know what I mean?
Have you had a drink today?
Of course I have. I've just left my holidays.
So something at the airport. Which airport did you come from?
Alicante.
You had a drink before you left?
I had a rosé with my breakfast and I had a bubbly on the plane and a rosé and I'm landed home.
It's 2 drinks and it's the longest you were... On air, it hits you like a 4 or 5 drinks. So
2 drinks can be like 4 drinks.
Yeah,
or 5
it depends on the person. Like definitely a glass of wine would hit me like a 3 glasses of wine.
It does.
For me, yeah.
On board a plane.
Good behavior. I've seen like people being taken off the planes when they're drunk.
Really, you've seen that?
I've seen that, and it's not a pleasant, you know, thing to see for children and everybody else, I suppose. Yeah.
This listener, Henry, says, is Michael O'Leary calling for a 2-drink limit aboard his flights? I doubt it. I also doubt he'd be calling for a limit if there was a Ryanair bar in departures. Laura says, I think we're going to look back in the future and have the same opinion about drinking on a plane that we have when we look back at smoking on a plane. My other half is a pilot for 20 years and he says it's getting worse. Ireland also doesn't have zero tolerance about bad behaviour on planes in comparison to other countries. And wait till you hear this one from Peter in Galway. I was flying to Aintree some years ago, plane full of drunk lads, myself included. One fella was ridiculous. Plane landed and he needed the toilet. Obviously couldn't go, so decided to stand up and pee in his seat. Absolutely disgusting and disgraceful, says Peter in Galway. That story strikes me as I have a friend who.
I wouldn't
Peter
be surprised.
Galway, fair play to you for admitting it on national radio. A two drink minimum plenty, maximum plenty for many people is how Peter finishes his text. I'm with Peter. Two drink maximum, but go further. Anybody who puts up on Instagram a photo of a pint in the airport with some version of out of office, see you in 2 weeks, or holiday time, they should not be allowed board the flight at all. Mm. We know who these people are, Henry. They walk amongst us. We all know them.
So you're saying they should be banned?
They should be banned from flying. Yeah, passport taken and cut up, put into a shredder. That's a two drink minimum and that, please.
They're encouraging us all.
Henry McKean, thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.